The family of a recent homicide victim in Syracuse is pleading with the public for help solving the young man's murder. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, it comes at a time when violence tends to increase each year.
Rashida Caldwell, the mother of 21-year-old Rashid Baker, who was shot and killed earlier this week, calls her son an awesome kid who loved everyone. He was a former all-CNY high school football player who then went on to Onondaga Community College.
Anyone knows anything about what happened to my son, my only son, please call. Please. We need justice. We need that person called inside the jail. Please.
The African-American community in Syracuse, including city officials like Common Counselor Helen Hudson, stood behind Caldwell to demand anyone with information come forward as police continue to investigate who killed Baker.
You're no longer going to continue to murder our children and think that it's okay. We're done. This is a community that is suffering, and we've suffered through years and years of these homicides. Enough. We're not accepting it anymore.
Hudson says people can come to her or Sharon Owens with the Southwest Community Center if they are too afraid to give information to police. And Owens says someone knows something.
And to me, the murderer is reprehensible. But the person who knows and does nothing is worse.
Syracuse police say crimes tend to increase in the city during the summer, but there is good news. Fewer people have been shot in Syracuse this year compared to 2016, and the number of homicides is down significantly from this time last year. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.